violent crime within the city of Las Cruces has risen 22% within the last year, according to a new quarterly report from the Las Cruces Police Department. Since 2020, robberies within the city have increased by 61%. LCPD Police Chief Miguel Dominguez says that many of the robberies have centered around personal disputes, with a quarter being drug-related.
Typically, you think robberies and people think of convenience stores and banks being held up. Only four involved in establishment. Many of the rest of those are other types of robberies. 45% of those who are the victim actually knew the suspects.
While the number of robberies and aggravated assaults have increased, criminal homicides in Las Cruces have fallen 13%. The number of residential burglaries have also decreased this year from 214 reports in 2020 to 159 in 2021. Other areas, such as vehicle burglaries, have risen significantly, a crime Dominguez says increases whenever college is in session.
Auto burglaries jumps off the page at 25%. We know that 63% of these occurred in apartments and residences. We know that there's possibly crews that are working throughout the night, as we'll have 12 or 13 auto burglaries happen on the same street. So we know that there's crews of four or five, often kids that are going through, and we call it popping doors. They just check to see when the vehicles are left open and the crimes of opportunity, getting whatever they can out of there.
Deputy Chief Paul Brock says the department is employing a multitude of strategies to combat crime, including community policing initiatives and online reporting.
What we're talking about is working hand in hand with our community partnership officers, the community outreach officers. On a normal day-to-day basis, patrol and community outreach are working projects together. They're sharing intel together. They're checking statuses. They're getting information from the intel section, identifying problematic areas, issues that are going on, different crime trends, and then they're working hand in hand with each other in order to find solutions for those crime problems that we're seeing.
Addressing the current personnel shortage is also top of mind for the LCPD. Currently, only 172 commissioned officer positions out of a possible 202 are filled, up from approximately 150 last May. LCPD Sergeant Cody Austin says the LCPD has received over 700 applications, noting he is optimistic the personnel shortage won't last long.
With the incentives that we brought in, we boosted our number above the 700 mark. The incentive significantly increased the number of college applicants. Currently, we're in the polygraph stage of the hiring process, and of the remaining 45-64% of those applicants do have some type of formal college education as well. So, in short, we're very optimistic about the upcoming academy in January of 2022 by being able to fill the 25 slots, even up to 30 if possible.
Austin says LCPD in-service training efforts go beyond the 677 hours required by the New Mexico Law Enforcement Academy. The 1,081 hours required by the LCPD also includes training elements that address realistic de-escalation and fair and impartial policing. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.